Go back to work like a boss. Buy Blunstons for a chance to win 150K.
Anytime Fitness. Make healthy happen your way. Join today. Visit anytimefitness.com.au.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Whispers. Been a busy morning. Had some great guests. We had some smart, intelligent, informative guests that have been able to put us in the picture, which I've enjoyed.
Lots of them. I very much enjoyed the first hour and a half of the program myself this morning. Gary, hey, what were you doing yesterday? Because somebody told me that they saw you at the MCG with a tape measure. You didn't go there to measure one of your torps, did you?
Well, I could have. I would have run out of tape. But I did. I wanted to, in my own mind.
Right.
Simon O'Donnell hit what I would call a largey six there at the MCG one day. I also have hit
wind,
six.
You said there. Wind assisted.
Very much so. Yeah. Very much so. And they, as a result of where the ball landed, they changed the seat colour. So if you go to the MCG, you look up in the southern stand, you'll see this one brownie, creamy seat.
Right.
My six probably went further, but that was a social game. But anyway, Hilton Cartwright the other night went bang and just, I think, passed the ball the length of the O'Donnell six on the fly.
Right.
Like it was still going up when it went into the stand. So probably had another 30 metres. And that...
Will he get a seat there?
I think he'll probably get a section.
Right.
And that is what a lot of our audience are suggesting is why Simon O'Donnell didn't pick the phone up this morning. Because the old bottom lip's been dragged around.
That's possible.
And he's just now rung us through. Is that... Simon, welcome to you. Is that right?
About the lip?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty. Who was the bloke that hit it?
Hilton Cartwright.
Hoss.
Oh, mate, you wouldn't mention him in the same sentence, would you?
Well, he'd pick the phone up if we rang him. That is what he would do.
Well, he has to, mate. No one else is talking to him. I'm a pretty popular person.
What happened here this morning?
Spell. Well, mate, I've had a couple of technical issues.
Have you? What, your phone wasn't
on? Yeah, my blood. No, my Bluetooth's not working in the car. I'm not sure how to get it working.
Well,
I pulled over now. I've pulled over. I'm off the Hume and I'm talking to you with my phone to my ear. But everyone be contented that don't tell the police to come and book me because I'm sitting on the side of the road as still as church mouse.
Okay. Now, Simon, we needed to speak to you this morning because obviously Matthew Wade's been dumped from the test team, but you had this thought even at the time when he'd been elevated to the opening position that it wasn't the right thing for him to be doing.
Tim, a tough summer. You know, it's not easy to change around a batting order or bat in different positions. Now, he was pretty settled at six. There was still a question mark while Travis Head was in that 11. He then went to open. Then when they changed the opening partnership, Warner came back. Pekowski came in as well. They put him to five, not back to six. Now, he's had a tough summer of it, Matthew Wade. Now, I'm not making excuses for him. He gave himself opportunities to make good runs and cement his position. He wasn't able to follow through with that. But yeah, that was a tough ask. So I do think he's... his dropping from the Test Tour of South Africa, it's a pretty tough one on Matthew Wade for all that was asked of him during the summer.
Well, he would have been better off getting dropped Travis Head style. And then the chances are that he would be touring and Travis Head, well, assuming that his run of outs continued, he would be the one paying the price.
Yeah, you know, it just didn't sit right. But, you know, you can just, you know, he's a makeshift opener for you and then you come back down, oh, no, hang on, we're going to drop Heady and bring Green in. Are you bat five now? It's not an easy thing to take the fullback and then put him on the ball and then put him on the wing and then put him at the fullback. I mean, that's tough enough in footy, let alone cricket, where there's six top spots and you've batted in three of them in four test matches. So I really felt for him that, you know, that was a big ask and he created, as I said, a couple of opportunities. He didn't take them, but then not to be in a touring squad, I think's a real slap in the face. Travis Head's still there, and I said, well, okay. Well, if Matthew Wade was a selection ahead of Travis Head, well, I'm not 100% sure that works. Now, I'm a Travis Head fan. I think he'll be a regular at five and six for the Australian team. He has to rectify getting out the same way too often. And he's a good kid. He'll be working his butt off to do that. But the message that's just been sent, I'm not sure it sits really well with me that, you know, that elevation has been made out of the practice sets, not games that have been played.
Which is a scheduling issue, which we would have loved to have talked about you in greater detail, but we couldn't get a hold of you. But we if we can slot you in next week for a longer chat, we would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Yeah, you know when the red button comes up, you push it or not.
Simon O'Donnell, a technical genius there, joining us belatedly. We would love to have had much longer with Scoob, but we had some issues with him this morning. But I listened to a lot of him. He's a good commentator.
Very, very good.
He knows his stuff. And when he does the racing, he and Tags, I love the PI 55 taking, but when he gets serious about his cricket, very, very good.
What are they going to do with that seat that they removed from the MCG? What should they do with it?
Which one?
The one that has been put there because of the six that he hit. They're going to have to remove.
Well, they'll have to just put another blue seat back and we'll just forget about that big hit that Simon did. And we'll now talk about Hoss Cartwright. 7:30 news headlines.